Today's Amud is Ma'irkatan Chafala from Abayz. We're holding on Chafala from Abayz by the top line Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Avel Gimel Yamim Shleisha Yamim Harishainim Asir Malacha. The first 3 days of Avelus, as we've seen already throughout the Perek, that the first 3 days of Avelus are the Ikar Avelus, it's the very significant days of the Avelus, and therefore says the Braisa, it's Dafka during these first 3 days that there's a complete Isser for an Avel to do Malacha. V'afilu Ani ha-misparnis min ha-tzedakam, even an Ani that really he collects tzedakah money to live on, even he is not allowed to work during the first 3 days of Avelus. During those first 3 days, there's an Isser Gomer on Malacha, no matter who, no matter what. Now, generally speaking, there's an Isser for the entire Shiva. However, Mikan Ve'ilach, after the third day, so at least if a person's an Ani, so then Oisa Betzina B'Seich Beisai, he's allowed to do Malacha privately inside of his house. There's a special Heter after 3 days for an Ani. And similarly, a woman who's very poor, Va'isha Taiva Bepelech B'Seich Beisa, she's allowed to sew with her spindle. She's allowed to do whatever work she needs to do, also to make a little bit of money because she's very desperate. She needs the money. So she also has a special heter after the first 3 days. But during the first 3 days, there's a complete iser. There's no such heter. There's no heter bichlal to do any sort of malacha during the first 3 days. And Tanu Rabbanan, another halacha about the first 3 days is that avil shleisha yamim harishayim einu hailech lebeis avil. An avil during the first 3 days of his avelus, so he's not supposed to go to another beis avil, to his friend, let's say, also lost one of his relatives. He wants to be menachem avil him. No, during the first 3 days, we don't allow him to. It's a distraction. He's supposed to be focusing on his own avelus, not deal with other people's. That would be distracting him from his own avelus, and therefore he's not allowed to go even to another beis avil, even though it's not a beis hamishnah, it's just a beis avil. Even still, he's not allowed to go during the first 3 days. However, after the 3 days are up, so then number one is that he's allowed to go. However, even when he goes to the Beis HaAvel of his friend, he doesn't sit amongst those that are coming to be Menachem Avel. Rather, he sits mamish together with his friend amongst those that are being comforted. So it's interesting. He goes to his friend's house and he takes a seat, pulls up a seat right next to him, sitting on the floor. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Avel Shleisha Yamim HaRishonim, again, during the first 3 days of Avelus, he's Aser B'Sheila Shalom, so he's Aser in asking people how they're doing. Mishleisha Va'ad Shiva, from the third until the seventh day, so then Meshiv Ve'eno Yishayel. If someone else asks him how he's doing, so he's allowed to say back, Aleichem Shalom, he's allowed to respond. However, Ve'eno Yishayel, he's not allowed to ask other people how he's doing. He's supposed to be focusing on his avelus, not inquiring about other people, and therefore during the entire Shiva he's not allowed to be shayel, but at least there's a kula that after the first 3 days, if someone else asks him how he's doing, so he's allowed to respond. Mikan ve'elach, after the Shiva is over, so then shayel u'meshiv kedarkoi, once Shiva is over, so then he's allowed to even be shayel. He could be shayel kol shekein, he could be meshiv, even in a normal way. Now says the Gemara, some have the Girsa even Amar Mar, that in Avel we said the Shloish Yamim HaRishayim Aser B'Sheila Shalim, that the Isser for in She'ila Shalim is during the first 3 days, and then even though it extends until Shiva, but at least then he could be Meshiv if someone else asks him how he's doing. Now ask the Gemara, is that really true? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa that Maisa Umeisa Ibanov Shal Rabbi Akiva. There was a story that the sons, two sons of Rabbi Akiva, were nifter, and as we'll see, they were bachrim. They weren't even married. They were tremendous talmid chachamim, very young, and they died young. And nichnasu kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael went to him to the levaya v'hesvidum hesved gadol, and they gave a tremendous hesved. And b'shas petirasan, as they were taking leave from Rabbi Akiva, they were saying goodbye. So Amar Rabbi Akiva al safsul gadol, Rabbi Akiva got up on a tall bench. Va'amar, and he announced, and he said, Acheinu Beis Yisrael, my brethren, my brothers, Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen to what I have to say. Afilu shnei banim chasanim, even if the people who I buried was two married children, and married children is more intense, it's more sad, he has a wife, possibly children, even if it was two married children that I buried, menuchim hu bishvil kavod she'asisem, I would have been comforted from the kavod that you just gave them. V'im bishvil akiva basem, and if someone will sign up that no, maybe you came because of akiva, because of my wealth, because of my yashirus, that can't be, because harei kama akiva bashuk, there are many akivas in the shuk, and their levayas aren't so full. Elakach amartem, I know that you know. I know that what you said to yourselves to come to the levaya was tayras elokiv alekav belibay. It was als kavod atayra because they were tremendous tamid chachamim, and therefore he said v'kol shekein shescharchem kafel. All the more so, your schar is kafel, is doubled. L'chulu bateichem, go back to your houses, l'shalom in peace. So you see that Rabbi Akiva mamish at the levaya, right after the levaya, at the end of the levaya, he gave she'ela shalom. He said l'shalom, l'chulu bateichem l'shalom. The Ritva points out that you see that even such a nusach is included in She'ela Shalom. That's what you see from the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara is asking that how can you say that during the first 3 days there's an Isser, complete Isser, and even until Shiva and being Shail and She'ela Shalom, we see Rabbi Akiva Mamish post the Levaya of his children, of his sons, he gave Shalom. He said to everyone, L'chulu Bateichem Shalom. So says the Gemara that over there it's different. Kavod Rabim Shani. Over there was the Kavod the Rabim. Klal Yisrael, the Lashon of the Gemara was, of the Braisa. Klal Yisrael went to the Levaya. So for Klal Yisrael, that's already Kavod Rabim. So then Rabbi Akiva was Meiko and he gave a Shalom. But typically, so then there's an Isser. So during the first 3 days, and even from the third until the seventh, there's an Isser being Shayel. Now says the Gemara, Mishloisha Vat Shiva Meshev Veinay Shayo. Mikan Veila Shailu Meshev Kedarkai. We said that the Isra of She'ela Shalom, even any sort of Isra of it, only goes until the Shiva. Once the Shiva is over, so then there are no restrictions on She'ela Shalom. He could be Shayel, he could be Meshev, Kedarkai, everything like normal. Now ask the Gemara, really, this old restriction of She'ela Shalom is only until the end of the Shiva? Ask the Gemara Uraminu, I'll ask you a stira. We learned, a person who finds his friend who's still in Avelos. He's within Shleishim of the Petira of his relative. So he has to speak to him words of comfort. He still has a shame Avel during the first 30 days. So he has to speak with him, Divrei Tanchumen. And he does not ask him how he's doing, because as we'll see soon, he's not having Shalom right now. He just lost his relative. He's still in Avil. He's still in Avelus. And therefore, a person's not supposed to ask him how he's doing, even though this is after the Shiva. It's until the Shleishim, the entire Shleishim, this is the din. La'achar Shleishim Yoim, after the Shleishim, so then Shayel B'Shleimai, that's when the person could finally start asking and inquiring how he's doing, and also during this time, now that the Shleishim is over, ve'enei medaber imay tanchumen, there's no point in bringing it up again and giving him divrei tanchumen, it's already over. That's the halachos. That's the kasha that before we said that this din of She'ela Shalom just extends until the end of the Shiva, and here we see that it extends until Shleishim. So now before the Gemara says the teretz to the kasha, the Gemara just quotes the hemshach of the Braisa. The Braisa continues and says like this, that Mesa Ishtai, if the person loses his wife, Vinasa Isha Acheres, and then he got remarried to another woman, so then a person has to be very sensitive. So Ene Rashai Likanes Lebesa Ladaber Imay Tanchumen. Number one is a person is not allowed to go into his house and mention words of comfort, even during the Shleishim. He's not allowed to mention words of comfort, because that's very not nice to his second wife, to his new wife. She's going to hear people bringing up the old wife. It's very fresh. That's not very sensitive. A person's not supposed to do that. Matzai Bashuk, however, if he finds him outside, he's now with his new wife, he's by himself, so then, Oimer Loi B'Safa Rafa U'B'Kovid Reish, so then a person should mention things, but lightly, with the Safa Rafa, a light mouth, literally a soft mouth, U'B'Kovid Reish, a certain seriousness, you see Chazal sensitivity over here, on the one hand, yes, to mention something, he's not with his wife, he's not with his new wife, he's by himself, so yes, mention something, show him some sympathy, show him that you care about him, that you love him, that you're thinking about him, show him that sympathy, but at the same time, not to overdo it, and then to make the person start to to regret the fact that he already got remarried. So there's a very fine line, very sensitive line, where the person has to mention words of comfort, but at the same time not overdo it. Al-Kopanim, we mentioned in the beginning of the Braisa, the fact that the Isser of She'ilah Shalim extends until the Shleishim, so it's not like what we said before, that it's until the end of the Shiva. So says the Gemara to answer the Stira, Amr Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Idi Bar Avin says like this, that who shayel b'shloim acherim, he is allowed to ask after the shiva is over already, so that he's allowed to ask how others are doing b'shloim acherim, sha'acherim shuriyim b'shalim, because other people have shalim. That's the mitzias; they are b'shalim. So he's allowed to ask about other people, but acherim aim shayelin b'shloimai. But after the shiva, until the end of the shleishim, a person's not supposed to ask him how he's doing shahu ein shari b'shalim, because he's not having shalim. So don't give him a shalim when he's not in shalim right now. However, ask the Gemara, that doesn't really resolve the stira. Hamidikatani meshiv miklal deshalinanle. Because the Braisa said lahedya, that he is allowed to be meshiv shalim. So from the fact that the avil after the shiva is allowed to be meshiv shalim, he's allowed to respond, so that's mashma, that a person is allowed to ask him how he's doing. Because it says he's allowed to be meshiv. Mashma, that a person's allowed to be shayil. Says the Gemara, no, de lo yade. That's talking about a person who didn't know the din. Really, he wasn't supposed to ask the Avol how he's doing, because he's still b'tay shleishim. He's not b'shalim. A person's not supposed to give him a shalim. Just l'maisa, if a person does, so then the Avol's allowed to respond. He's allowed to be meshiv. Even though the guy was wrong for being shayol, the Avol is still allowed to be meshiv. Ask the Gemara, Yihachi Hasam Nami, or some have the Girsa, that Shoshi Yamim Harishainim Nami, that if so, that if when someone who doesn't know the din asks the Avil how he's doing, even though he was wrong for asking the Avil's still allowed to answer, so why during the first 3 days do we say the Avil's not allowed to be Meshav? We should say the same thing, that if someone asked him, even though it's true he did the wrong thing, the Avil's allowed to respond. To which the Gemara says that no. Hasa maidaluhu v'loy mahadaluhu. During the first 3 days, those are the most intense, most serious days of Avelos. So then, even if someone did the wrong thing and asked him, the Avel has a responsibility to inform him that you're not supposed to be asking me and he's not supposed to be meshiv. But hacha, after those 3 days, so then, loy tzarech leidinu, he doesn't have to inform the person, he's allowed to simply respond. So what comes out is like this, that during the first 3 days of the Shiva, the Avil's not allowed to be Shayel, he's not even allowed to be Meshiv to a person who asked inappropriately. From the third day until the end of the Shleishim, from the third day until the seventh day, he's not allowed to be Shayel, but he's allowed to be Meshiv to a person who asks inappropriately. He doesn't have to tell him he did the wrong thing, he's allowed to be Meshiv. From the Shiva until the Shleishim, so then he's allowed to be Shayel in the Shalom of Acherim. Acherim are still not allowed to be Shayel about him, but he's allowed to respond again, even though someone wasn't supposed to ask him. If they did, he's allowed to respond. And after the Shleishim, that's when everything turns back to normal, and he's allowed to be Shayel, and other people are allowed to be Shayel from him. They're allowed to be to give him Shalom. Now ask the Gemara, said, still, you're telling me that this whole thing of She'ela Shalom, the max, it goes until the end of the Shleishim, or Aminu, I'll ask you a stira. The Braisa says like this, Hamaitse eschaveroi avel besoich yud beis chaydesh, during the first year of the Avelis, so medaber imoi tanchumen, a person supposed to give him words of comfort, ve'enoi shayel b'shleimoi, he doesn't ask him how he's doing, la'achar yud beis chaydesh, only after the year, so then shayel b'shleimoi, that's when he starts asking how he's doing, ve'enoi medaber imoi tanchumen, and he doesn't mention words of comfort, of a medaber imoi minatzad, he's allowed to mention things softly, without mentioning the Avil's name, just doing things lightly, that is okay. So here you see that the din of She'ela Shalom goes until the end of the year, not just until the end of the Shleishim. Now before we say the teretz of the Gemara just brings the Hemshuch of the Braisa that Amar Rabbi Meir, a Meir says, that Hamaitzias Chaveiroi Avil La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh, one who finds his friend after the year of his Avelos is up, and he goes against the Braisa and he starts giving him words of comfort. What's he comparable to? To a person that he broke his leg and his leg got healed. He went to the doctor fixed his leg and now he's all better. his another doctor finds him and he sees this man, and the man tells him, yeah, I broke my leg, I went to this Dr. Pliny, he fixed my leg. And the doctor says to him, Vamarlah, he says to him, Klach etzli, you shouldn't go to that doctor, you should go to me, Shani Shaivra Varpena, I'll break it and I'll heal it even better. Kadesha Teda Shasamiman and Shali Yafin, so you should know that my medicines are amazing, they have no side effects. So come over here, I'll break your leg and I'll fix it. That's this person. After the year is up already, the person, he's somewhat, you know, hard to say, but he's somewhat healed after the year is up. And the person who goes to him and starts being menachem him, he's really just bringing up old pains and breaking his leg, so to speak, just to show him that I can be menachem you in the best way, and I'm going to make it all better. Al-Kopanim, the stira is that before we said that the din of Sheila Shalim doesn't have any ramifications past the Shleishim, and this Brisa says it goes the entire year. Which the Gemara says, Le-Kasha, Ha-Ba-Abe-Vi-Imai, Ha-Bishar-Kraivim. This last Brisa that says it goes until the end of the year, that's dafka by a person who lost one of his parents. That which we said before, that it goes until the Shleishim, that's when it comes to other relatives. And so that's the answer to the stira. Now, ask the Gemara a side kasha. We mentioned that when it comes to parents, so even after the year is up, when a person is not supposed to give divrei tanchumen anymore, still there's nothing wrong with mentioning things min hatzad. So ask the Gemara, just like when it comes to parents, when the year is up, and a person's not supposed to mention divrei tanchumen anymore, there's still no issue of mentioning things min hatzad, hasam nami yedaber imo tanchumen min hatzad, so too by other relatives, after 30 days are up, where there's a din, that the person is not supposed to be medaber imo tanchumen, he's not supposed to be menachem him. Why not? Why doesn't the Brisa say that a person's allowed to be menachem min hatzad, just like parents after a year? The same halacha should apply to shar kreivim after the shleishim. To which the Gemara says, Einachanami, that's true. After the 30 days are up, after the shleishim is over, so there's still an idea that a person is allowed to be menachem min hatzad. And that which the Brisa said, that after the Shleishim, a person is not supposed to be menachem him, that's kedarkoi. That meant in the normal way, of a medaber imay min hatzad. But in a chanami, if a person does it in a soft and gentle way, without mentioning the name of the nifter, and doing it min hatzad, so then in a chanami, that would be mutter, just like parents after the year. So this in a chanami, the same halacha would apply to shar kreivim after the Shleishim.